The Akron Art Museum is cultivating the next generation of art patrons, and they're starting young. Fledgling painters and sculptors recently filled the lobby of the museum with their fanciful creations. In today's State of the Arts, we report that the little artists had help and encouragement from their biggest fans. It's an Akron Art Museum event for babies and toddlers. Creative play dates are free for museum members the first Thursday of every month. And once a year, they make it a tea party.
It is not just an ordinary tea party, it is a wild tea party.
That's the hostess.
Amanda Crow, coordinator for early childhood and family programs.
Crow's connecting today's playdate to current exhibitions at the Contemporary Art Museum. Serving as inspiration, there's Snack, a lighthearted, somewhat nostalgic look at food, and also Animal as Muse, works inspired by pets that artists have loved. About 50 children, as young as 19 months old and as old as 5, are turning out little masterpieces about sweet treats and furry creatures with help from their parents and grandparents.
They are able to enjoy making a creative mess with their children and really exploring options and possibilities. And then once the mess is made, they can go home. And they don't have to clean it up in their own house.
This is so cool. I haven't played with play since probably I was a little girl.
Hey, Dad, look.
Okay. You putting your beads in?
It's beautiful.
Put your bead in.
Beads and blocks are everywhere, along with fake fur, river rocks, rose petals, toy figurines, cotton batting, and terracotta modeling clay. Early childhood expert Amanda Crow is an artist, too. She makes collages with found objects, and she found plenty for today's playdate.
I've been collecting animal masks for a few weeks now. An assortment of natural materials, dried up seed pods, stones, because we are pretending that we're in a garden today.
Stations are set up throughout the museum lobby for kids to paint, shape, play, and pretend.
Scrumptious little activities that might occur in a whimsical garden.
The Akron Art Museum has another monthly program, Art Babes, for infants up to 18 months. For creative play dates, you have to be a little more grown up, like Avery. He's 19 months old.
He's grabbing my microphone.
His mom, Liz Fiermanikis, says Avery is ready for anything fun.
Yeah, he used to do the art babes, but he's too big for that now because he won't sit still.
Avery doesn't have to when he comes here. And Mary Shant says her 2-year-old granddaughter, Violet, doesn't have to be careful as she drips paint on pine cones.
She loves to paint and play with color.
Hello.
What happened?
Oh, no. You get some red on your finger. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Grandma will go get a cloth to clean it up.
It's okay. It's okay.
Roman, Taryn Maletti's 5-year-old, is busy with metal cookie cutters and modeling clay.
He's already made a cupcake, and what are you doing? Are you making cookies?
Yes.
Okay. Are you having fun, Rome?
Yes.
Toddlers are drawn to an interactive sculpture in the museum lobby. Their eyes light up like the light bright neon wall as they push multicolored plastic pegs into it.
You can stick them in here.
Yay!
2-year-old Brady presents a pretty cobalt blue peg to his grandmother.
Thank you. Go put it in the hole.
Judy Haver always tries to do something fun with the kids when she babysits.
And this is one of the best children's programs. This in the library.
Hey, let me call you back, okay? I'll call you later. Bye. No, don't eat that, baby.
The terracotta cookies do look tempting, but parents make sure the kids stick with animal crackers and apple juice. Education Director Allison Kaplan hopes the little artists and their dedicated patrons take away mementos and memories.
And if you go home with nothing except for goopy, messy paint on your hands, I think that's great. It's about putting down your phone and being here now with your kids.
That's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.